In Exodus chapter 17, we have a story of Moses leading the children of Israel in the wilderness, and they are attacked by the Amalekites. And so Amalek is warring with them, and so Moses tasks Joshua to lead the army out. And here's the deal. He goes with the staff of God onto the hill, and he raises it up with his hands. And as he keeps his hands up, the Israelites win. When he lowers his hands because he gets tired, they start to lose. And so there's a real problem here. How do I keep my hands up when I'm tired? The first thing that happens is that Aaron and Hur, who are with him, put a rock under him for him to sit on. I have to remember, this is a guy who's, you know, about 120 years old. So he's in the middle of his elderly years. And so he sits on a rock. Note that previous story was him striking a rock with that staff and water coming out. So now he's sitting on a rock. He's resting on a rock. And then when his hands grow tired, Aaron and Hur both lift up his hands. And here's the really interesting to me as reading the Hebrew in this. It says that his hands were emunah. Now, emunah is a word that I know as the word for faith or faithfulness. And so that's what the writer wants you to say, that his hands were steady, his hands were faithful. What battle are you in where you are trying to raise your hands and you're trying to keep them up, but you're just too weary and the fight is coming against you? Amalek represents a type of Satan, and you are involved in spiritual warfare, whether it's for yourself, whether it's for your family, whether it's for your nation, and you just find your hands growing weary. You are struggling to pray. You're struggling with the warfare that you're involved in. Understand this. Let's call the staff your connection with God, the anointing that's on you. God wants you to continue to hold that up. He wants that to continue to be effective. And sometimes you need help. Sometimes that you need brothers and sisters to come around you and hold your hands up while you are seated on the rock of ages. You are seated on Christ, that you are have that foundation of Jesus on you, under you, and that there's an Aaron and a Hur around you. Now, we know Aaron in this story is the high priest. Hur, we don't really know much about him. We know he's from the tribe of Judah. Tradition says he's the brother-in-law of Moses, that he's the husband of Miriam. If you want to sort of see that more allegorically, you have the priesthood and the prophetic. You have the church and the charismatic Pentecostal ministry. What is it that you need? You need something to stabilize, something to keep you faithful. You need the word of God, and you need a prophetic word. You need something to cause faith. You know, when I was raised in the Word of Faith movement, we all knew Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. All the modern translations say, hearing comes by the Word of Christ, which is a better textual variant. But the point is this, whatever God speaks, whether it is, in fact, it says in there, the rhema of Christ, the spoken Word of Christ, whatever Christ speaks causes faith, whether it's in his word or whether it's him speaking to you. And I want to say this to you. Don't fight alone. Grab people around you that can help you. You are in the fight. You are the one that has to keep your hands up. But if you're weary, you need help. You need someone to come around you. You need people that you respect. You need the Bible. You need to get words from God. I had someone in my office today, and they were just going through such discouragement. And I asked them, what is it that is the last thing you read in the Bible? And they told me, I said, let's claim that. Let's stand on that. Let's believe that God means what he says, that the promises of God are true, and that you are going to prevail in this warfare. You're going to defeat the darkness because God has spoken. And we also prayed together to ask God for a specific word. What is going on? Why is this attack happening? And that way we can launch specific counter assaults against the enemy to see the job done, to see people delivered, to see people find truth and find victory. This all results in an amazing victory for the Israelites with Moses, and he proclaims the name of the altar that he builds, Jehovah Nissi, which is the Lord is my banner. The word banner there can also mean miracle. The Lord is my miracle. He's my testimony. He's my victory.